This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a special meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, or CCS, to review measures taken by various ministries and departments and also discussed further initiatives to be taken in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict at his residence in New Delhi. This was the second special CCS meeting on the issue. During the meeting, the Prime Minister assessed the availability of critical needs for the common man. He also discussed the availability of fertilizers in the country and steps being taken to ensure its availability in the Kharif and Rabi seasons. The Prime Minister also directed that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of the ongoing conflict. Mr. Modi underlined the need for timely and smooth flow of authentic information to the public to prevent misinformation and rumour mongering. During the meeting, interventions across agriculture, fertilizers, shipping, aviation, logistics and MSMEs to mitigate emerging challenges were discussed. Further, a review of supply diversification for LPG and LNG, fuel duty reduction and power sector measures was also undertaken to ensure stability of essential supplies. The government has asserted that sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals are available across the country for Kharif season, despite the West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the inter-ministerial meeting in New Delhi yesterday on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crop seeds are available across the country. She also said that 46% of fertilizers are already available as the opening stock for the current Kharif season. She added that sufficient quantity of agrochemicals is also available in the country. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asangba Chobao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to moderate the aviation turbine fuel or ATF price increase for domestic operations. He said the government has implemented the limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. Meanwhile, briefing media Joint Secretary, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said, the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and the 30-member Puducherry Assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed poll rallies at Gogamukh and Bishwanath in Assam yesterday, ahead of the assembly polls. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years of the NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He alleged that the Congress allowed illegal immigrants to settle on land belonging to indigenous people. The Prime Minister said that his government will work to make Assam free of illegal immigration and safeguard the land rights of indigenous communities. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed public meetings during her day-long visit to Assam yesterday. Speaking at a rally in Shivasagar district, Priyanka alleged rising living costs are burdening citizens. Parliament passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday by voice vote. Minister of State for Corporate Affairs Harsh Malhotra moved the bill, which aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, or IBC, 2016. The Upper House passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote yesterday. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the CAPF. And in Asian Boxing Championships, India's Sachin Sehwag and Vishwanath Suresh advanced to the men's quarterfinals of respective weight divisions at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.